Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Workaholics, where no, we are not addicted to alcohol, but yes, you will be addicted to this podcast. If you're not already, clearly you're listening to this. And if you guys have not seen the title, this is going to be the best episode ever, hosted by me. This is not the best, just so we know. I will be hosting
yeah?
the best episode.
For our listeners here, me and Mariah do have no idea what's going on. So Max,
yes,
told us.
I will be carrying this podcast. It'll be so much fun. This episode. Mariah's gone. So, you know, basically it's kind of like a story game. You guys pick what you guys do. It'll be fun. I'm hyped.
Sure.
It'll be fun. I will be improving some of this stuff. I don't have the finished results of this, so I'm not sure how this is all going to go. But it'll be okay. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Mariah's still not back. No idea where she went. But Nat, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Oh, there she is.
She just crawls into frame.
The leap into the bed.
I really hurt my wrist just now.
Oh.
It's my bad wrist, too. I don't know what I did.
Oh my gosh.
Are we actually recording? Because the Badoop thing didn't happen.
I don't do that anymore. That's why I live stream.
No, recording.
Yeah. If you guys are not knowing, but to start the recording, we had something that would go, now recording. And so Nat would always quote it, now recording.
There you go.
Now recording.
Anyway, yeah. I explain. So I try to brief them. So basically, just think outside the box. Be stupid. Be funny. Okay, guys? Not too stupid, not too funny, because there's going to be, like, a plot you follow. But, yeah. Cool. I'm kind of nervous, because I'm, like, really nervous. I'm not sure how this is going to go. But
I'm nervous.
I don't know
what we're doing.
You're nervous. I'm nervous. You know how much? This is gonna
I'm
be
ready
the,
for this shit.
This is going to be the
I'm
best.
I'm going to eat this up.
Please. Huh?
You're already eating it up.
All right.
Yeehaw.
You guys just want to start it?
Yeah.
I didn't want to talk about my day. I didn't want to talk about my life. Fuck you, Max.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. You may speak.
Wow. I don't need permission to speak. That's crazy.
So you want me to continue? Are you going to speak or not? Because, you know, your choice.
What did you get? How was your guys' week? I wasn't here. I'm sorry.
We didn't have anything to talk about because for some reason we've had the most boring life ever. So in this last week.
No, we all hung out for the first time without like doing a podcast or anything.
At the gym? Oh yeah, true.
Other than the gym, no.
Other than the time you guys, other than the time you guys waxed my legs.
Oh my god, wait, can we talk about this?
Go crazy,
yes.
Go crazy.
Ryan, take that away. This is too good.
Oh my god. So, this was back in, like, what, December? I was back home from, like, winter break. And we're like, hey, bet, let's go all to the gym together. And I was like, perfect, let's go, I'm down. And so we all meet up at the gym. Mind you, we all have not been to the gym together. Like, I've been with Max a couple of times, but that was it. And, of course, it was a good leg day. Oh, it was fantastic. I killed everybody there, but that's fine. Anyways, no, we ended up being there for, like, I want to say, like, a solid, like, 2 hours. We were there forever.
Yeah.
And in the process of working out and getting the gains, Max asks, hey, have you guys ever, like, hi.
So, basically, we got to the gym, and I was thinking, I was like, you guys ever waxed your guys' legs? Because, like, girls do it all the time, and I'm like, listen, I mean, you know, now that we're getting the gains, having a leg day would be cool with no hair on my legs, because it looks bigger. Like, that's just how that works. Like, they just look bigger for no reason whatsoever. And I go, you guys want to wax my legs? And Mariah goes, absolutely. And I go, right now? She goes, right now. And Austin goes, all right, let's do it at my house. And so we go to the store. We get all the stuff. I am scared for my life because I'm like, oh, this won't hurt. Yes, Nat.
I don't want to interrupt, but this was so funny because I don't think Max had any idea how much this was going to hurt until we actually started doing it. Like, I think he had a little inkling, but he's never waxed anything. So it's just, it was so funny. He had no idea it was coming.
I didn't think it hurt that bad. I was like, oh, it won't hurt that bad. But my pain tolerance is so low. Like, I literally, it hurts pulling out a hair. It hurts. Like, I'm just that kind of guy. You know what I mean? Which is sad. But anyway, having a low pain tolerance. Yummy. Anyway, I don't know why I said that. Anyway, so we get back to Austin's and they're heating this wax up. I'm like, what? Why are they putting it in this boiling pot? What is going on? They put these little beads in this pot and they're stirring it. I'm like, are you guys, what is going on? And Mariah looks at me. She goes, stick out your leg. And I'm terrified. I'm like, why did you say it like that? And she goes, trust me. And so Austin goes on one side, holds down one of my legs. Mariah goes on the other, pulls out the wax and spreads it on my leg. And I'm terrified. I'm like, why is it so hot?
Funny. I was filming the whole thing.
Matt is filming this whole thing. It was so funny. Oh my gosh. And so I'm scared. I'm terrified. I don't know what's going to happen. This won't hurt that bad, right? She literally, they suck so bad at this. It was a learning curve. They go, and they pull half of it off.
I think
it's like this
the first time we didn't have it. So we were just kind of, it was like, he was like the guinea pig. We were just kind of like testing his grip. They go, and whoosh. It was like, it was rough the first time.
And then Austin gets the other leg and goes, and literally rips my whole leg off. I'm like,
that was my favorite part. Austin, like, he didn't care. He like pretended like he knew what he was doing. He was just putting that Austin on there. Go, whoosh, ripped whoosh. It right off. I'm like, dang. Like,
he's so
then
funny.
After Max was done, then Austin tries it, which was funny because then he rips it off. No reaction. Not one.
Then again, he did only do his chest, so that doesn't count.
I feel like that hurt worse.
Your chest? No.
Yeah. Like, I feel like getting, because, well, maybe it's because I shave my legs quite often, but, like, I feel like getting something ripped off here would be worse than your leg.
Let's try it. Anyway. yeah, that's the good story. That's the good story that we brought
good
up.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Do not wax.
But, so, this weekend, since Mariah was, down, now we're starting to hang out with a group again. In person, we decided let's go to the Renaissance Fair because we're not big Renaissance people. We don't care, but we like the people that you see. So interesting. So we all meet up, me, Mariah, Max, Austin, and we're just walking around. Like it, the food smelled great. Again, the people unique. But like me and Mariah carpooled over and. And the first thing I said once we got out of the car was, if I see a furry, I am leaving. So we walked around. We looked at, like, the knives. We got some goat lotion. That was great.
Oh, my God. That was fantastic.
It was. I wanted to go back and get some. I was like, that was so good.
Low-key, we should have went back and got some.
We really should have. But, yeah, it was all right. We just kind of walked around. They did, like... what's it called? Like a little play that you put on, and they like.
Oh my god, that was crazy!
That was so weird. They had like actual whips, and they were whipping. I was like, listen.
It was funny. It was funny. They go whoosh, and I go and I go wait, whoa, pause. And Mariah, and Mariah goes, man, that's the stuff I'm into. And I was like, what?
Because I'm kinky, but not that kinky. Like,
that is crazy that you guys are outing me like this.
Sorry. But yeah, we're like, you know what? Maybe because it was so cold and we're like, it's time to go to the gym. We look over. I see this giant man in a bird costume. Feathers, whole head, everything. I said, that's the furry. It's time to go. And then we went to the gym. So... overall, that was the highlight of the week.
Pretty much. Honestly, that was a highlight.
Nice.
No. Oh, I drove down to my college town and then turned around and drove back to my hometown the very next day. That was crazy. It sucked. It really did. But I looked so good because I went to a graduation. Because last time recorded, I was literally driving down there. What else? What else happened? I don't know. Oh my god, I literally witnessed the dumbest customer of all time today. Oh my god. Okay, so I opened. So I have to be there at 6:45 and open by 7, okay? I walk in and my cook is already pissed off. She's like, have you seen what we have to do this morning? Like, have you seen the order that came in over the phone last night? Like, have you seen that? And I was like, no, I hadn't even clocked in yet at this point. And so I look and there was like 20 plus breakfast plates. Mind you, a breakfast plate is like, it takes a long time to make. Like, it's called a traditional or like an omelet and things like that. Those take a longer time than just like a sandwich to make. And there was 20 of them. And I just was like, okay, whatever. And it might sound so stupid and that I'm just like being a little bitch about it, but it sucked walking into work and having to look at that, okay? And it being due at 8:45. I was like, okay, whatever. So we're in the process of getting this like order fulfilled. And we're down to our last, like, 8-10 plates. But we're getting them out. We're doing hard work. We're working together. And they walk in, the people that ordered them. And I was in the process of getting all of their forks, their condiments, everything like that. And they were like, so you're going to be giving us, like, forks and stuff, right? Hi, douchebag. And and I was like, are you going to be are you going to be giving us forks and stuff like that? I was like, yes. You can sit in here. Okay. I'm so sorry.
You're good.
Anyways. Shut up! Anyways, I'm so sorry for Max having to edit this. Anyways. But I'm literally in the process of putting all of these in a bag, and these people are asking me if I was actually going to be doing it and giving them forks and condiments and shit. And I was like, dude, do you not see what I'm in the process of doing? Like, no, you're not going to get anything. You're going to eat it with your hands like a caveman. But it's fine. I was very frustrated. I was angry this morning, but it's fine.
Damn.
That's like the worst thing to walk into in the morning, though.
Yeah, that really is one of the worst things ever.
Yeah.
Good times, though. Other than
freaking our coworker left our coffee lid on the other day and I ripped him a new one because of it.
Good. He deserves it.
I was not having it.
He is special. Well, I have to say.
To put it nicely. Cool.
Yeah.
Put it nicely. I told him that. I'm like, I'm gonna say this in the nicest way I possibly can, but dude, don't do it again because I was very angry and you don't want to see me tell you not to do it in an angry manner.
All right. Cool. So.
Jim was good though.
Oh my gosh, I just can't sometimes. I'm not gonna lie, guys. I just struggle.
No, because there's a silence and then like, we're like all kind of waiting to speak, and then you guys like speak at the exact same time.
Okay, I'm going first. My turn. Anyway, here we go. Okay, so my thing, I decided to host this episode. Now, there will be a winner of this episode, okay?
Oh my god, I'm going to win. Nat, eat my ass.
So, you are competing, okay? You are competing. If I will not be telling you when you get points, but I will be awarding points. You guys
Max,
won't know,
I
though.
swear to God, if I don't win, I know where you live.
You won't know. Fine. How about this? I'll let you know when I give you points.
That'd be great.
Whether it's for something stupid or something funny, okay? So, be out of the box. Here we go. Right. Are you guys ready for this story adventure?
I'm scared.
I spent way too
long on
this.
You're gonna get your ass kicked.
I'm scared of Mariah. I'm scared of what is to come about this. I don't know what we're doing.
Fair enough. I don't know what to expect, actually. Like, I can't say I'm gonna kick your ass if I don't know what we're doing.
All right. You guys get in a time machine, okay? The year is 2155. You guys jump in a time machine, okay? The time machine lands you in the year 1944, in the midst of World War II, okay? You receive a distress signal from a group of resistance fighters who are about to embark on a crucial mission to sabotage enemy operations. Okay, just stick with me. Stick with me, guys. Just stick with me.
I'm already hating this.
However, the plan is risky and could result in heavy casualties. You need to reach this town called Cummingsburg to reach them. Okay? That is your goal. You're reaching this town called Cummingsburg. Okay? No correlation with anything else.
Okay.
I couldn't think of a better name, okay? Just stop. I could.
You made this up.
Yes, I made this up. I couldn't think of a better name, okay? Hold on. Stop. Guys.
There were so many things you could have said.
You could have named it anything else.
Literally anything.
I think that's a good name. Okay. You both are as you are dressed, okay? So you guys jump at this time. So you guys did not bring anything additional. Except, Nat, you brought a bayonetta. Okay?
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is. What is a bayonetta? Bayonetta. Okay, we're just going to pretend...
A rifle with a sword at the end.
Yeah, that's what that is. Okay, bayonetta is a rifle with a sword at the end. Thank you so much. So, you have a rifle with a sword at the end. You do not have any bullets, so
you're fine. Soldiers.
Oh.
I lost soldiers, guys.
Mariah has no bullets. Or, sorry, Nat has no bullets. Mariah, you hold a rubber chicken. Okay. In front of you, you guys are inside the trenches, but in front of you are three boxes with the numbers 1 through 3. You each get to choose one box. What do you guys decide?
So let me get this straight, okay? Let me get this straight.
Yes.
We're in the trenches. We're mm-hmm. in World War II.
Yes.
We're wearing what we have in real life.
Yes, so you're
so,
wearing...
Hence, I get a hat.
Hence, Mariah gets a cowboy hat. Yes.
I do. Perf. Okay.
1 point. One point to Mariah's cowboy hat.
Thank you. And then, I have a rubber chicken.
Yes, you hold a rubber chicken.
And she has a gun with a knife on it.
Mariah and...
But I have no bullets. So I
but no bullets.
Have a really long
but no
knife.
Bullets.
Yes.
A really not long knife. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just wanting to make sure I'm caught up to speed.
Good
and
sum.
Make sure I knew what we were talking about.
Okay, now you both get to pick a box. Pick a number 1 through 3, basically. You guys can each...
I choose 3.
Nat, you choose 3. Inside... is a 6-shooter with 6 bullets.
Yes.
Shooting it gives you speed increase.
Like running speed?
Yes, running speed.
Great. That's going to be real useful in the trench.
Mariah, you have a choice between box 1 and box 2.
Okay, we're going to go with box One.
Box one contains another rubber chicken.
Play.
Swinging it around turns you into a chicken and spawns your own chicken army.
I love that. Imagine a little, like, hey-hey's running around. Just distraction.
A little hey-hey? I would vibe with that.
He is a vibe.
Wait, hold on. How much? How many chickens is this army?
We'll give you about 500 chickens.
Dang. Okay, my question is, is it an army or are they, like, there? Like, do they take my command?
Yes, they do what you say. They will charge whatever enemy you tell them to.
Okay.
This is a one-time use. Once you use it...
So, they would only charge one thing?
They will charge... And then they will charge whatever you want, okay? But once the magic power disappears, and you just have another rubber chicken, okay?
Got it. Rubber chicken could scare away an enemy.
Okay.
Huh. You heard those things?
You guys. Are we satisfied?
Are we? Or is Nat on the same team, or are we going against each other?
You guys work together toward the same goal.
Okay. Anyways, continue.
All right, there is one more box. Anything you guys want to do with it? Or you just want to move on?
Let's open it together.
Yeah.
With the power
Since
of
Since we're a team, we can open it together.
True. Mariah and Nat each grasp the box with one hand and they open it. Inside is a newspaper with unknown writing on it. Reading it gives you strength. Who takes it?
Ryan.
I feel like because I'm Mexican, I would be able to understand it.
Nat willingly gives up the newspaper to Mariah for some reason, and Nat out, and Mariah now owns a newspaper along with two rubber chickens.
I figured I already had speed, so she can take the strength.
But she also has a rubber chicken army. What is?
I have a knife. I don't.
Guys. Nat, are you jealous of my cocks?
Always, actually.
Okay.
Thank you.
You guys can split up. There are certain paths. You guys can split up or what? Moving on. As Nat and Mariah step out of the trenches, the sound of warfare surrounds them. The distance rumble of artillery, the chatter of machine guns, and the shout of soldiers. With each step, they draw closer to the rendezvous point where the resistance fighters await their assistance. As they head through the barren land, they come across two paths they could take. Path one is the forest route. The first path leads into a dense forest. Its trees provide cover from enemy patrols and aircraft overhead. However, the thick foliage also conceals hidden dangers such as traps set by enemy scouts or ambushes. Path two is the open field. The second path cuts across an open field, its barren terrain offering little in the way to cover or concealment. But it will cut the travel time in half. What is your guys' choice? What do you guys do?
Reciting together.
I don't know. You guys can split up. Okay, fine. Two paths. The forest and the plains. You guys can split. You guys can go the same path, whatever you want.
So a place that has a bunch of like shit going on, and then a place to where it will cut in half, but you're like wide open like area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, why do you have to make it so complicated, Max?
He's just trying to add to the story. Okay.
Joking.
I'm gonna take. I probably wouldn't do this in real life, but like, it's fine. I'm gonna go open field just because If I can go hide in the forest, so can the enemy. Just get across the field and go.
Okay. Mariah, what do you choose?
Hey. I mean, I feel like I could kick some ass, I won't lie, in the forest. And like I feel very like on the spot. Like people could be like surrounding it or something like that when you're out in an open field, or like shoot you when you're in an open field. So like that's what's scary. If you can go like in the forest, like yeah, you're gonna have like shit going on, but at least you'll be able to have like coverage, you know?
True.
See what I
True.
mean?
True.
So I think I might go forest. I might go forest.
You guys split up. Nat takes the open field. As she travels across the barren terrain, the distant sound of warfare grows louder, signaling their proximity to the front lines. She can see enemy soldiers patrolling the area. Their rifles at the ready, scanning the horizon for any sign of movement. Despite her efforts to remain undetected, Nat soon finds them herself under fire as enemy snipers spot them from afar. She dies on the spot.
Nice.
Nat magically respawns at the beginning of the path.
Respawns. This is like Minecraft.
Does she have her power still?
Everything depleted.
Everything's split in half, including the gun. So she now owns half a gun and half a sword.
Oh.
She
Why
owns.
would I not only get six shot or like three shots of the gun instead of
You
six?
own three shots and a six shooter, and you own half a bay of a bayonetta. That's what you
Okay.
get.
Okay.
As they continue down the correct path, they come across bodies strewn everywhere and ammo shells as well. You guys can come in at any time and say what you guys want to do, if you guys want to do something different or whatever you guys want, okay? Just so you guys know. This is your
What do you
story.
mean, do something different?
You could be like, nope. You could be like, I'm going to eat their bodies. You could say something ridiculous, okay?
That's atrocious.
You could say
I
something
would
ridiculous.
feed the bodies to my chickens.
That's.
Bitch, you don't have this army yet. You haven't summoned the army.
I thought they were like following me in like a single file
No,
line.
you have to shuffle, you have to swing the rubber chicken
Yeah,
around, and then they spawn, and you
yeah.
turn into a chicken as well.
Did you make this up or did you get this from somewhere?
No, I made this
I was
up.
gonna say, you're not that creative.
Right, guys, thank you guys so much for joining today's stream. I'm going to catch you guys on a future podcast. I just did the outro. Thank you guys so much for joining today's podcast. This is the Workaholics from Waxing Trips to the World's Best Episode. I'm Matt. This is the Workaholic saying good night. Thank you guys for joining. That was fun.
Fuck off.
I'm gonna go play Fortnite now.
I swear to God, if this is gonna be the shortest Workaholics episode, that's gonna be crazy.
Okay,
Are you
bye.
gonna stop throwing? Are you gonna stop throwing your fit now?
Bye.
Leave.
Okay. All right, guys. Thank you guys. I will solo this episode from now on. This is now the solo episode. Let me get to a something other than that. I need to hold on. Please hold. I am over. Let me hold on. I can again turn on the webcam. Why is the webcam not working?
I apologize, Max.
You've never apologized
I
a day
can't
in your
hear.
life.
Yeah, I have.
Today's the
You have
day.
never meant it.
I apologize. You know, I'm joking, correct?
I'm just playing. I was joking, everyone. It was a prank.
And you know I'm joking, correct?
It was a prank.
And you know I was joking, correct?
I require you to grovel at my feet.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know, actually. Now that I think, I actually don't know what the word grovel.
I don't want to see your feet.
What is grovel?
Feet are probably disgusting. Don't ever talk about feet again.
Grovel.
Please.
Hold on, let me look up groveling.
Disgusting. Anyways, answer my question. You know I'm joking, correct?
Yes! Negative minus 1 point to Mariah.
Oh, now I'm back to zero.
Plus 10 points to Nat. All right. Here we go.
Matt, or Jordan, you're the reason for this. He yelled at me. While you were gone, he yelled at me.
Good, that was rude. You know how much effort I put into this? I spent like a day on this thing. And it's not even... Anyway.
What do you mean it's not even what?
As they head down the forested path, they come across bodies strewn everywhere and ammo shells as well. As Nat and Mariah press forward across the forest route, they encounter a series of branching paths, each leading in a different direction. With multiple options before them, they must decide which route to take or continue their journey through the forest. But before deciding this, they see a rabbit. Do you befriend this rabbit or what?
Grab that rabbit by the ears and swing it at the enemy.
Plus 1 point to Nat for boldness. Nat takes this rabbit by the ears, swings him, and throws him over the trees. Mariah stands in disgust.
That's so smart. That is so smart because you can see, like, you can see if there's, like, people, like, scavenging. If they see movement, they're going to shoot the rabbit. So then you know if there's somebody there. Oh my god, you're so smart, Matt.
Fire shots go off in the distance and blood and guts come back and rain down on Mariah. Mariah is now covered in blood and guts of the rabbit.
Why would you be befriending this rabbit? What's the rabbit going to do?
I don't know. This rabbit had powers, by the way, but you guys missed out, so...
Well, I didn't say anything. I just said that was, like, a good idea.
Yeah, Nat really just took a hold of this situation and was like, yeah, this is my rabbit, Nat. Oh, sorry. You don't... It's not like another rabbit is going to come across your path. It is gone.
Sorry. He was in my way.
She really said, yeehaw in this bitch.
Mariah owns two... rubber chickens right now. Nat owns half a Bayonetta and a six shooter with 3 shots left.
Great.
That's insane.
Oh my gosh. After you travel down and finally make out of the forest, all of a sudden, you are bombarded by bullets. What do you do?
Duck.
Mariah summons a duck out of the sky and he slowly falls to the ground, distracting the enemies. Nat, what do you do?
Run for cover. Nothing.
Nat, making the smart decision, runs for cover automatically. Mariah staring as this duck descends like Jesus on a pedestal.
Oh my god, maybe it is. Maybe it's the duck from heaven.
Duck. Mariah, what do you do with the said duck as it finally lands on the ground in front of you?
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take this duck, okay? Can you stop talking?
Mariah takes the duck.
I'm gonna take the duck, okay? And, you know, it's gonna have magical powers, okay? This is a god duck. This is gonna do, like, a shield of, like, cover. So then we're gonna go charging at these mofos, and we're gonna find these shooters. And Nat is going to follow behind us because she's the only one that has a gun.
Exactly.
Mariah holding up the duck. Mariah, holding up this duck as if it was her god and savior, runs towards the bullets. The duck immediately perishes. Nat, straining far behind, watches as Mariah gets obliterated.
I said that it had like a magical force field to where it...
This duck did not have magical force field. Sorry, this duck was just a normal duck that fell out of the sky.
I said it did, and so it did.
Sorry, you're not the... narrator, sorry. Sorry. Nat turns around as Mariah respawns behind her, but this time with only half of her rubber ducks for some reason.
Why?
One duck left.
I got one. Wait, I thought I had chickens.
You have to summon the chickens. See, you have to summon the chickens.
Oh, this is so funny.
All of a sudden, the bullets stop firing. As if they were caught by another thing. A chicken flies across the sky, and they start shooting at the chicken. Mariah and Nat run through them, undetected. Oh my gosh, you guys are so good at this.
So I died and respawned for no reason.
Well, basically, yeah. You kind of just took one for the team, thinking that this duck, for some reason, was going to be your... savior.
He was my lord and savior.
He died. Then you did.
Wow. What a lord and savior he is.
Well, but you respawned, so he resurrected you.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's true.
Mariah, covered in chicken guts. Nat, covered in absolutely nothing.
I was covered in rabbit guts. Why do I have chicken guts?
Oh, yeah, it was a rabbit guy. I forgot. Mariah covered in chicken, rabbit, and rabid chicken guts. We're not sure where the chicken came from. Proceeds on through this wasteland. As they approach this town, they see in the distance Cummingsburg, which is where you've been trying to reach this whole time. Don't ask me what happens in Cummingsburg. Maybe that'll happen later. What? What did you just say?
That's what Mariah Chant says. She's going through the forest.
Mariah Chant's Cummingsburg.
Skipping like a little Red Riding Hood.
Oh my god.
As you guys approach this said town, you guys are about a mile away. But off to the left is a little vendor on the side of the road, with an old man and a cart. Approaching the vendor with curiosity, you guys find yourselves intrigued by the assortment of items displayed on the cart. Despite the urgency of the mission, you guys can't help but feel drawn to this old man, sensing that there may be more to encounter than meets the eye. As they pursue the vendor's offerings, they discover an array of trinkets and curiosities, each with its own unique charm and allure. From carved wooden figurines to shimmering crystals and ancient artifacts, the cart holds a treasure trove of hidden treasures waiting to be discovered. Do you trade, or what do you do?
Hey, Nat, don't kill him.
Don't kill him. Nat takes the old man by the neck and swings him around and throws him over. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say.
Okay, Nat, but... don't kill him. please don't kill him.
I want to see. I want to hear this man out and see what he's all about. Because what if he's willing to, like, give without us giving, you know?
The old man looks at Mariah and smiles.
What if he just wants a bestie?
What if one of us flirt with him and then the other one just takes the stuff on the cart.
Oh.
We can seduce him. We're going to seduce exactly. him.
Mariah and Nat have decided to seduce the old man. Who does what?
I'll seduce him.
Mariah decides to seduce him. Viewers, look away for some reason. Listeners, listen away. As Mariah seduces this old man, not weird at all. This man could be 105. Who knows? As Nat takes everything on the cart. You what?
I like him older.
Mariah, as she does her seductive stuff, says she likes him older for some reason. This makes the old man feel weird. From inside his pants, the old man pulls out a sword. The old man pulls out a sword as watches as Nat takes his stuff, and he says, "I challenge you to Mariah."
You should've killed him.
How do you proceed now that this old man is challenging you? He looks feeble. He looks weak. He looks like he can barely carry the sword. We have no idea how he fit that sword in his pants, but still, what do you do?
Me or Mariah?
Either one, bro. I mean, Mariah's was seducing this man. Nat was taking the stuff. This could go anywhere, guys. I'm sorry, but I'm scared.
We gotta
Okay.
So, we have one rubber chicken, three shots, and...
Also?
Half of a... Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I had half a bayonetta. Also, you're not sure which chicken, which of the rubber chickens you have, so you could be swinging this rubber chicken, and it was the wrong one, so that's up to you.
So we could be short a whole sure. chicken army, you're telling me?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Oh, great.
Okay. Either way, we got at least one chicken that would hit him.
True.
Thinking of the positives, man.
So he's old. I don't think, I don't know, like knife or sword against a gun is kind of not fair fight. So I don't know.
No. So what I'm thinking, it only takes, you got three bullets. It only takes one. And then we get all of his stuff.
Mariah's trying to reason with Nat to shoot the old man instead of play his game. Mariah's still seductively dancing over in the corner, though.
We're game planning here. We're not making it final.
Oh, chill. My bad. As Nat and Mariah talk, ask him.
Yeah, it's a game Nat, of life. Like, what?
As Nat and Mariah are strategizing, Nat is standing there awkwardly as Mariah is still seductively dancing for some reason. The old man waits in vain. Old man waits in vain.
Just like that.
I'm thinking of that scene in Jumanji. If you know which one I'm talking about, where she's like dancing.
Yeah. I was thinking of, you know that movie, 15 Reasons I Hate About You, or Reasons How I Hate About You, something like that. I can't remember.
10 Things I Hate About You.
10 Things I Hate About You. And where she flashes the teacher in it.
Yeah.
That is me. That is me.
Mariah is currently holding her shirt up, and that's all I'm going to continue with that. So you guys are still strategizing, though, so... Yeah, that's whatever.
Okay.
We can, so we got the back, I think we should do that as a backup plan. We can see the game that he wants to play, and then if it all else fails, we'll just shoot the man and take all of his stuff.
The man slowly
okay.
starts pulling down his pants and pulls out an even bigger sword. Not sure where he pulls this other sword at, but he challenges you to a duel.
Wait, did you guys hear that?
Yes, Nat shoots the man and the man dies along with his cart of stuff. Moving on. I can't do this anymore.
You don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
True. Don't mess around.
This is He war. thinks he's all that.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Why are you in
He's
the middle
was
of a World
probably
War II?
honestly such a sweet man. I kind of feel bad
Probably.
now. If he would have just taken my seductions.
Seduction.
Exactly. Just
Deductions.
be seduced.
Be seduced. Like, if he would have just done that, then we wouldn't have been in that situation. He could have just helped us. He would have had a rubber chicken on his side.
Exactly. Join the army. We could have just asked him to join us. Be like, hey, bring all your trinkets, join our side in the war.
Yeah. He chose his path.
Yep, too late now. He's dead.
Do we get all of the stuff?
No, it disappeared as you killed the man. Sorry.
Oh, that's crazy.
But the cart did remain there. So you guys now own a cart
Great.
with
I've stored
nothing on it.
nothing.
With nothing on it. You guys continue down the path, coming up to Cummingsburg. As you come to Cummingsburg, or you as you arrive at Cummingsburg, you guys see one final challenge in front of you. A man with a desk. But on this desk are two dice. You have to roll a seven to get through. If you don't roll a seven, he will smite you right there.
Smite.
He will smote you.
I don't know what that means.
It's smitten.
He will kill he you will die. Your life expectancy will not reach very far. You have to roll a
Right.
seven to live. What do you do?
Well, what is this guy like protecting?
Oh, he's just standing in front of the town, so you can't get past him unless you roll the dice.
What if I just kick him in the throat and throw him behind me and just be like, "Ha, bitch, I
Mariah
got your ass."
decides to throat kick the man but misses. The man seems to be but a ghost. But for some reason, you can't get into the town. There seems to be a force field covering it. The man holds out the dice expectingly.
Oh, so we
I'll roll
can't.
it. Who cares at this point? If I can't even get in, roll them.
Nat picks up the six-sided dice and rolls them. She
And
rolls.
then I, whoa. And then I bring out my own pair of dice and switch them out with the dice that only has sevens. And so we switch him out and he doesn't know the difference.
Weighted dice.
Mariah pulls out a set of weighted dice and switches them, but they don't seem to do the trick. Nat still has rolled her number. Would you like to find out what it is?
No, I'll just sit here in silence.
Nat decides to sit here in silence as Mariah is still holding her shirt up.
Why do I not? Why can I put my shirt down?
Mariah decides to finally put her shirt down. Nat is in relief, but in silent relief.
She liked the giddies.
Mariah winks at Nat in a seductive way yet again. The old man is, or the man is very
We're
worried.
actually seducing each other.
Oh, how the turntables.
The dice still laying on the table, neither one of them making eye contact with the dice. They stand there in silence.
Is the guy still there?
Oh, the guy is literally just sitting there living life. He is laughing because Mariah's shirt was up and then she finally put it down. She's all walking up there like this.
Oh my God.
Okay, just tell us what it rolled.
Nat finally decides to look at the dice and sees that she rolled a 7. The portal opens, and Mariah walks through to the city. The man looks at Mariah and asks her, would you like to roll the dice?
Do you mean I walked in?
Yeah, you no, Nat walked in. Mariah is now has to roll the dice.
You said Mariah walked in.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Nat walks into the city. Mariah still behind with dice in her hands. Would you like to roll the dice? Mariah stands there awkwardly. Mariah decides to sing a song in protest, hoping to help.
What if I have, like, a conversation with this dude?
Mariah decides to strike up a conversation. What do you say?
I'll trade you my chicken army to let me inside.
Ooh, wait, that's a crazy debate.
Because you don't even know if the chicken army's still there. He could just be getting a rubber chicken.
But, like, I'm attached to the rubber chicken now.
No, wait, but Max, did you say this is the last stop?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nat is through. Nat lives. Nat survives. Okay.
I'll ask him if there's an opportunity for me to be let in for the trade of the magic chicken. And persuade him by telling him, hey, you can, like, have a better boundary by having 500 or so chickens helping you on your side.
Mariah tries to reason with this old man, but he takes a better look at your chicken and realizes it's just a rubber chicken.
How does he know and I don't?
The man whips off his cloak and all of a sudden Zeus appears before you. I was going to say Jesus Christ, but I feel like that might get controversial on this podcast. So the man Zeus appears in front of you. He tells you to roll the dice. Mariah picks up the dice against her own will and rolls them.
Okay.
He's slightly muscular.
Slightly. If he's Zeus, he better be jacked.
Okay, Mariah's seductive points are at like 5 out of 10 right now. They've gone up. Did you say you're going to seduce Zeus right now?
I mean, I would try to just for my sake. Now I'm trying to get in.
Mariah looks at the dice, sees that she only rolled 2, and decides to start seducing the Zeus. Somehow it works.
Look at Mariah!
I got Zeus, man. Hell yeah.
Mariah confidently walks through the doors, but all of a sudden, storms appear. Mariah gets struck by lightning and dies on the spot. Mariah only rolled a 2. Nat is today's winner. Woohoo! Mariah gets struck by lightning to finish off the story. As our two brave young patriots, I don't know if that's the correct usage of terms. One of them died. Nat will continue on with the rebel forces. So, that was fun.
I'll carry your memory, Raya.
I'm quitting this podcast.
Raya says.
Max has literally rigged this shit.
Oh, I definitely did.
Is it because I told you weren't creative?
Creative. This has been rigged since the last episode.
Wait, what did I do the last episode? I was actually really mean to you last episode.
Last episode? She automatically assumed. So she's bringing up the fact that she was mean, but this isn't why she's losing. Last episode, you left, and Nat and I decided to strike up a bargain. Now, if we go into my Venmo over here.
Whoa, this is some bullshit.
If we go into my Venmo, if we go into my Venmo, Nat had sent me one singular cent for undercover work. In which case, she wins the next podcast that I host. So, Nat, you are the winner for today's podcast. Moral of the story, don't walk away on recording. Okay.
I'm Mariah, actually hurt.
This girl was on Dancing.
Matt, would you... I feel kind of bad, actually.
Me too.
Like, I was just reenacting. Listen, I feel bad, but the only reason she's winning is because I had said this, like, last podcast when you left. You walked away, and I go, Nat.
I had to pee last podcast.
I know, that's why it's so funny.
It's like the most random thing. He's like, know, do you want to do something?
That's bullshit, because I had my AirPods in. I didn't hear you guys say shit.
That's true. She could have heard us that whole time. Really? I didn't even think about that.
Mariah,
we were literally talking while I was peeing.
Oh, wait, no, it wasn't last podcast.
That was not. It was podcast before that, though. Before that. Yeah, no, this has been the deal. Mariah, would you like to host next podcast to make up for it?
No.
Oh. We're sorry. April Fools.
April Fools?
It's not April Fools, but it's still April.
April Fools.
Thanks for watching or listening to the podcast, guys. Make sure you go follow us on Instagram. _the_workaholics_some_shit like that. It was great being on this podcast for a solid like 5-6 episodes. I'm retiring.
wait.
No,
I'm quitting.
Mariah, listen. This is for revenge of being rude.
They're not invited to my wedding.
Oh, we'll see how long that lasts. This is revenge for you being rude for me over the past 6 episodes of the podcast.
You literally are such a bully to me. I don't even want to hear it. You're a bully.
From a wonderful waxing story to losing a podcast member, this is the Workaholic saying good night.